Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Lapon moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball four. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savage moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to home to double up Vallow. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoskey moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Savage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis bunts for an out with unknown description. Miles moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parsons bunts towards the mound. Savage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Al Benton. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Savage strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to third. Davis moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Miles scores. Davis scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Bob Harris now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ned Harris pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lapon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Reeb now catching. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kramer. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Miles strikes out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Vallo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 4 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 4 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 4 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 5 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Ross reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.